Most schools in Philadelphia don't have playgrounds, and schools without playgrounds are more likely to be in neighborhoods with more poverty and higher concentrations of kids of color. Lots of schools want playgrounds, and the city district doesn't have enough money to meet the demand. This is the second episode of our series, Uneven Play. WHYY's Nina Feldman looks at how the schools that do get playgrounds make it happen.
Principal David Lugo cares about recess.
It helps a child learn not only coping skills, but social skills, right? We're talking about how they develop their gross motor skills, their fine motor skills.
Lugo runs Lowell Elementary in Philadelphia's Olney neighborhood. But before that, he was a gym teacher. So the asphalt lot outside his school really bothers him.
If anyone were to actually drive by where we're located, what they'll see is a huge playground with nothing on it, just concrete.
Lugo petitioned the district for years to get a playground at Lowell. The district finally connected the school with one of the few nonprofits that helps build playgrounds, the Trust for Public Land. Gretchen Trefney is an architect there. She worked with a third grade class at Lowell to design the playground and showed me some of the kids' initial drawings.
We ask them to dream as big as they want to, so there are all kinds of ideas that come out. Often there are roller coasters, there are swimming pools, there are ice skating rinks.
Sounds like some kind of rocket ship, maybe?
Rocket ships, trampolines.
9-year-old Maurice Barnes was in that class.
We put a football field, and we put basketball courts also. Ninja Warrior course. And we're going to also have, like, trees and, like, lunch tables out there, too.
The design process is as much a way to come up with a playground blueprint as a tool to teach kids basic math and budgeting.
So could you afford what you wanted, or was it too expensive?
We afforded everything. We also, like, measured the schoolyard and stuff to see how much stuff we can fit.
It usually takes a few years to get from rocket ships to realistic playground, and costs around $800,000, mostly private funding. There are roughly 30 playgrounds across the district that have been built with outside money like this. Some schools get chosen because of a principal like Lugo. Others just wait their turn. Meanwhile, parents at some public schools organize friends of groups or home and school associations to raise money for school improvements. Lisa Armstrong is a former parent at Greenfield Elementary in Philadelphia's Rittenhouse Square neighborhood.
And this is the first rain garden.
She showed me around the renovated playground there.
All the water comes down, infiltrates down below this play surface, and makes its way slowly into this rain garden, which we've actually...
Armstrong and other parents wanted a playground for their kids, and they knew they weren't going to get it from the district. So they turned to another public agency, the Philadelphia Water Department. Parents figured out that the department would pay for schoolyard improvements that manage stormwater and prevent pollution of the area's water supply. Parents at Greenfield applied for dozens of grants from environmental groups, state agencies, and family foundations over the course of a few years. They raised almost $900,000. Armstrong showed me one of the grant applications.
You can see it's an inch thick. It's a lot of information. It was pretty involved.
All the Greenfield parents are volunteers, many of them with skills perfectly suited to a project like this. Armstrong and her husband are both architects. Others are lawyers and masons. Playgrounds built with the parents in the driver's seat are more likely to be in affluent neighborhoods like Rittenhouse Square. Parents say a shiny new playground can sell a school to families who might otherwise send their kids to private school. It's a symbol that says, hey, this is a good public school in a good neighborhood. Families are invested here. At Lowell Elementary in Olney, where more than a third of residents live in poverty, Principal David Lugo wants his new playground to say that, too.
Hopefully when this area is created, right, you will hear the family saying, let's go to Lowell, right? Let's go to the Lowell playground.
Nina Feldman, WHYY News.
This reporting was made possible in part with support from the Solutions Journalism Network and the N.E.E. Casey Foundation. To learn more about the importance of playgrounds, join us Friday, February 8th, for our community event in Philadelphia. More details are available at whyy.org/unevenplay.